on this service is the special excursion to Parsley Sidings.
Welcome to Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, John Graham, Ronnie Stevens, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe. Station master Horace Heppelwhite is always ready to make snap decisions. But when the question is vital to the future of Parsley Sidings, he prefers to consult the whole of his station staff and then make a snap decision.
Now then, we are assembled at the staff conference to discuss a pressing matter.
Is it that mistake when I ironed your trousers? I didn't mean to put the creases in sideways.
No, Heppelwhite, it is not that. I would hardly discuss my trousers in railway time, and certainly not in Miss Simpkins' presence.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Heppelwhite. But really, I wouldn't mind.
Possibly. But the Permissive Society has not yet reached Parsley Sidings.
Still. We keep one open.
Valentine, I would remind you that your position as porter grade 3 does not lend itself to satirical observations.
Sorry, Mr. Heppelwhite.
The matter I wish to discuss with you is that of railway station closures. I learned yesterday that Steeple Upham has been axed.
Oh, no, not at all.
I share your concern. The entire station staff has been made redundant. And it is sheer good fortune that he has been able to find employment elsewhere. We at Parsley Sidings must take steps to avoid such a fate.
What sort of steps can we take, Mr. Heppelwhite?
I have here an article from the British Rail Gazette which set me thinking.
Oh.
I shall read you the opening paragraph. British Rail are delighted with the success of their railway excursions through the Welsh countryside. These offer the traveller an awe-inspiring view of the Rhondda Valley with its beautiful hills and dramatic slag heaps.
I don't fancy moving to Wales, Mr. Heppelwhite. I've just joined the local judo club.
I wasn't suggesting moving, Miss Simpkins. I am saying that we need an excursion service here. Something to put Parsley Sidings on the map.
Yeah.
With the wealth of countryside that we have around us, people will flock here.
Where would the excursion run?
That is why I've called a staff conference. I'm open to your suggestions.
Well,
about the excursion, Valentine.
There's some nice scenery up by Wadlon Thrush.
No, not since they put up that chemical works. On a clear day, you can just about see your hand in front of your face.
They've got a duck pond.
With one duck. And he's got bronchitis and only one leg. How about to pot whistle Halton back?
I think not, Heppelwhite. Now, I would remind you of our unhappy relationship with that notorious station. Phineas Perkins has stooped to tricks ill-befitting the rank of station master.
Sorry, Father.
Right, how about Warple Oxton?
Oh, yes. It could go up through Little Warple, Big Warple, Warple East, Warple West, and Warple on Todmorsh to Warple Hoxton. And then back again through Warple on Todmorsh, Warple West...
Yeah. You may be right. That branch line has some of the best of the local countryside.
How do we make our application, Mr. Heppelwhite?
I shall send Euston a letter, setting out the attractions of such an excursion in the most glowing terms possible.
You ought to write one of your poems.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Something like, on a sunny day in Warple Oxton, you can sit in a train without your socks on. Oh, sorry.
I think at this stage, a simple description of the journey would be more appropriate. Mm. With your help, I shall prepare it now. Miss Simpkins, take notes, please.
Right.
Now then, what is the first thing a passenger sees on leaving Parsley Sidings?
The gasworks.
Yeah. Wait a minute now. The splendour of industrial Britain amidst a rural setting. Watch as the sun goes down over Granny Grunt's allotment.
Excellent, Valentine. Yeah. Except the last bit. Make that over an English country garden, Miss Simpkins.
Right, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Can I buy a ticket, please?
Mr. Heppelwhite, I reckon we're on a winner.
Thank you, Valentine. When we've finished, Miss Simpkins can type it out and take it down to the post office to catch the afternoon post. Valentine, perhaps you'll be good enough to pump up the tires on the station bicycle.
Yes, Mr. Applewhite.
Our next problem is explaining away the electric pylons on Warple Hill. The fingers of industrial England pointing the way to the stars.
Well, two fingers anyway.
Hello, Percy.
Chalky White.
Sure.
I thought you were at the races today.
I dropped in to see if you've got any more of those metal things I bought off you last week.
Oh, you're referring to the Valentine hand-carved fireplace fender?
Yeah, that's them. Those bent bits of railway line.
Out of stock, Chalky. But if old Applewhite's lucky, we'll be on a better number than that.
What's that then?
Well, last month the old twit applied for a railway excursion to run from Parsley Sidings. If he gets it, we'll be on a gold mine.
Yeah, not off. Tourists mean money.
Yeah. We can have 3 foot off the end of the platform and flog bits as authentic souvenirs of Parsley Sidings.
Yeah. Do you reckon you'll get this excursion?
Well, I don't know. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed, you know. We'll soon know if we have. Old Applewhite will appear with his glasses all steamed up and he'll say something like what? He'll say, oh, Valentine. Houston have been good enough to grant our excursion to Waffle Hoxton. Look out, here he is now.
Oh, Valentine. Houston have been good enough to grant our excursion to Wobble Hoxton. I've just heard the news from none other than Houston himself.
Cool.
Who is this person, Valentine?
This? The Reverend White, sir. A travelling parson, sir.
It is not often one sees a reverend in a yellow suit, suede winkle pickers and luminous socks.
He's in plain clothes, Mr. Applewhite.
Me? Oh, yeah. I'm just off to convert the boys' club, see? Well, you know what they say. If you can't beat them, join them.
Before you go, Reverend, you appear to have dropped your newspaper. The Racing Times.
Tony. It was delivered by mistake, see, instead of me church monthly. Yeah, when I see that newsagent, I'll fetch him a bunch of knuckles right up his hooter.
Gerard.
The boys' club would appear to have won, Valentine.
Tell me about the excursion, Mr. Applewhite.
All is agreed. British Rail will allow us a trial excursion the Sunday after next. If successful, it will become a permanent feature of Parsley Sidings. The once-a-month Warple Special.
We haven't got a train.
Ah, there is the nub, Valentine. They are loaning us one. A steam train.
A steam train?
A 1930-08-06-09 with piston. One of those magnificent trains I cheered through the station as a boy.
Oh, they must have appreciated that.
Not always. On some occasions, the drivers misinterpreted my waving and threw lumps of coal at me. I was once rushed to the cottage hospital with a Welsh nut lodged in my throat.
So, they're lending us a train, sir. Yeah, but who's going to drive it?
Bradshaw.
Oh, dear.
I would dearly love to drive it myself. But as station master, my duty is to my passengers. I shall be on the train, giving a running commentary, pointing out places of interest. These people are city dwellers. The countryside will be a new experience for them.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, how much do you reckon they pay for grass in plastic bags?
Have you a problem?
Nothing, Mr. Etwell.
I must phone Potterstall Holt and tell Phineas Perkins our news. He will be green with envy.
Yeah.
If you see Miss Simpkins, tell her I wish to see her.
Yes, Mr. Etwell.
Perkins? Applewhite here. I just thought I'd give you a ring. We had a request from Houston this morning. Yes. They want us to run excursions from here to Warple Hoxton. They feel that we're the only local station who can handle it, so I suppose we'll have to oblige. Steam, of course, which makes it more interesting. Perhaps you'd like a ride. Bring along your wife and family. There is a second-class section. What was that? Oh, I'm sorry. Sounded like teeth gnashing. No. It's quite all right, Perkins. Sorry you don't feel well. Goodbye.
You wanted me, Mr. Applewhite?
Ah, yes, Miss Simpkins. No doubt you've heard the good news from Valentine.
Yes. Isn't it lovely?
If we can make this initial excursion a success, then the future of Parsley Sidings is assured.
We'll give them everything we've got.
I think an open-air tea on the platform would go down well. You can take charge of that, Miss Simpkins.
Oh, Mr. Applewhite.
Another thing. Please go and tell Bradshaw that he will be driving the train. I have paperwork to attend to.
Right.
Bradshaw will be delighted. He's never been the same since electricity and diesel took over.
I'll go at once, Mr. Applewhite.
As Bradshaw is driving the train, my son Bertrand will take over the signal box that afternoon. So take him with you now, and have Bradshaw explain the routine.
Hello, Mr. Bradshaw.
Why? Miss Gloria and Master Bertrand. What brings you here?
It's about the excursion.
Oh, lovely flowers, nasturtiums. I grew them myself, you know.
No.
Yes.
The excursion to all the Walpoles.
Pardon?
All the Walpoles.
It doesn't shout, does it? Here, come here. I just had the signal down the line from Arnold Grubb at Walpole Oxton. He signaled three reds and four greens up, two down, and one in a very peculiar position.
What's that mean?
There's a steam train going from us to them next Sunday.
So you know about it?
About what?
The excursion!
Yeah, I grew them myself, you know.
We've come to ask you to drive the train, Mr. Bradshaw.
What? Me? Not the excursion.
He grew them himself, you know.
But who look after my signal box here?
Birtwill.
Who's Birtwill?
Me.
Oh, changed your name, eh? Well, it's better than Applewhite, I must say. Well, Birtwill, eh? You know it to do with last twill and testament. No matter, as long as you're fit. Now, how's your bicep?
It was all right when I left it this morning.
Good. You'll need strong muscles in this gate for pulling levers, you see. I took a postal course to develop my physique.
Ah, what happened?
I'm too embarrassed to tell you. However, son, I will instruct you in the art of lever pulling with point changing.
Right.
Are you ready, Mr. Twill?
Yes, Mr. Bradshaw.
Right now. I take hold of this handle and I pull it like so. Oh, now, tell me what happened.
You've opened the cupboard door.
Have I really? No wonder it never has any effect on the trains. Where are the levers then?
Over here.
Eh? Ah, yes. Well, now, say you wanted to send an engine into the engine sheet. You pull the ninth lever from the left, you see. Now, then, it's one, two,
oh, there's
three,
a train coming, Mr. Bradshaw, one, the Manchester Express. Six,
seven.
Mr. Bradshaw?
Eight.
Mr. Bradshaw,
nine. Mr. That's the one. Now, then.
Hey! Oh,
you've got to be careful there ain't no trains about when you're pregnant.
But there was, Mr. Bradshaw, the Manchester Express. You sent it through the engine shed and round the back of the station.
I grew them myself, you know. Then there's this one here, this lever, that directs your train through the washhouse.
No, Mr. Bradshaw, the Manchester Express is coming through again.
Mr. Bradshaw, don't touch that lever.
Don't worry, I'm going to. Here we go. And this lever operates the turntable in the washhouse. Thus pointing your engine back the way it came.
Poor old Manchester Express.
Well, it's the London Express now, isn't it?
Oh, it's very rare you see these in action. No one ever uses them nowadays.
Do you ever have difficulty in seeing trains, Mr. Bradshaw?
Seeing them? Good heavens. Miss Gloria, we Bradshaws have got eyes like hooks once we've got our glasses on. I'm getting mine back next week.
I hope I'll be able to live up to your standard, Mr. Bradshaw.
Don't you worry, Mr. Twill. It all depends on your bicep, you see. And on knowing why the Kaiser had rabbits painted on his head when he went bald.
Why did the Kaiser have rabbits painted on his head when he went bald?
Because from a distance, they look like hairs. I grew them myself, you know. Bye, Miss Gloria. Bye, Mr. Trill.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Percy. Lovely day for the excursion.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
So I noticed. I just nearly tripped over that barrow load of parsley siding souvenirs.
Oh, wouldn't object to someone making an honest bob, would you?
Look more like a crooked 50 quid to me. There must be 3 foot of platform in there. I'm surprised Mr. Hepplewhite hasn't noticed it's missing.
He has. I told him it was strong woodwork. Well, come on in, Gloria. What's your plan, do you know?
There's a special train from Euston bringing all the people who want to go on the Walpole Run. They get off here and get on to our excursion.
Ah,
so... Valentine, Mr. Simpkins. Wonderful news.
Mathakeen's been relieved.
Euston phoned. Their train left London packed to the brim. Hundreds and hundreds of potential customers.
Oh, Mr. Hepplewhite.
There's no time to be lost, Miss Simpkins. Make another 30 gallons of tea. Then get onto the station bicycle and hurry down to Mrs. Nettle's bakery for 400 cream cakes. This excursion is going to be a roaring success.
But what about my welcoming speech on the tannoy? I've been rehearsing it all week.
Record it on our dictaphone and connect it to the tannoy. If you're not back when the train arrives, we'll play the recording. Hurry now, tempus fugit.
Yes, Mr. Hepplewhite.
Hundreds of people, eh, Mr. Hepplewhite? Here, do you reckon we'd better reinforce the platform and take the weight? As a mate of mine, he does quite a nice line, you know, in platform reinforcing.
That will not be necessary. And talking of platforms, I'm still worried about these woodworms that eat concrete.
Any news of Pot Whistle Halt, Mr. Hepplewhite?
News of Pot Whistle Halt? Why?
Oh, it's just that I heard of rumours.
What sort of rumours?
That, Pot Whistle Halt is out to nobble our excursion.
Nobble our excursion? What nonsense. Not even Phineas Perkins would stoop to that.
Well, the train has to pass through Pot Whistle Halt before it gets to Parsley Sidings.
Here it comes now, Valentine. Just coming around Barleymoe Corner.
I hope they like the paper chains around the signal box.
Oh, they're bound to. Everybody loves a spot of pageantry. A great day for parsley sidings, Valentine. Quick, switch on the announcement.
Yes, Miss Triplewhite.
Welcome to Parsley Sidings. Please form an orderly queue by the barrier where Mr. Hepplewhite, our station master, will escort you to the steam train for Warble Hoxton.
Hello.
You're not the excursion, are you?
Yes, that's me.
Where are all the others?
Well, they all got off at the last station.
Got off at the last station?
Yeah, Pot Whistle Halt. I'd have got off there myself, only there was a loose spring in the upholstery, you see. It got cold to me trousers. Yeah, and every time I got out, I sprang back in again. Yeah, by the time I got untangled, I was here. I'm ever so disappointed.
But why? What's the attraction of Pot Whistle Halt?
Well, it's Anne Hathaway's birthplace, isn't it? I mean, there's a big sign on the station that says so.
Anne Hathaway's birthplace?
Yeah, I thought it was funny, her being born on a railway station. But then you find culture in the strangest places.
That Viper Perkins, he's done it again.
Of course, most of the tourists were Americans, and you know what they're like. I mean, they love a bit of old English culture, especially what posts are advertised.
What did they advertise?
Nude Morris dancing.
I see.
Yeah, if it hadn't been for that spring, I'd be savouring the cultural heritage right now.
I appreciate your disappointment. It seems a pity to have come so far for nothing.
Well, I haven't come for nothing. Since I'm here, I might as well ride up and down on your special.
Well, I hardly feel that one passenger justifies an excursion.
I don't care what you feel. Paid to look at the countryside I have, and look at the countryside I will.
The passenger is always right. If this gentleman wishes an excursion, then of course he must have one.
Well, something ought to be done about Phineas Perkins. I think that this calls for guerrilla tactics.
Are you proposing to swing through the trees?
No! I'm off to Pot Whistle Halt. Bert can keep an eye on the station.
Bertrand is in charge of the signal box.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'll get that wolf cub from next door.
Very well, Valentine. And now, if you'll all follow me aboard the excursion train...
Oh, no need to be sarky.
And if you will all turn your head to the left, you will see the splendor of industrial Britain amidst a rural setting.
It's the gasworks.
It's the splendor of industrial Britain.
Well, I've got a weed growing out of my wall, but I don't say it's the Chelsea Flower Show.
Over there, you can see a cow.
Where?
In front of the gasworks. If you look to your right, you will see the spire of the 14th century church of St. Parsley with Warple.
Yeah, I hope we have a nice tea. It said tea on the brochure.
Tea will be provided on our return to Parsley Sidings. I don't think you'll go short. There's 40 gallons. We're now passing through the Vale of Warple. One notices especially the gentle stream wending its way through the leaf-strewn glade.
Yeah, will I get a nice cake?
You'll get 400. Here one listens to the wind tiptoeing through the rushes and the cool, clear water as it laps softly on the stream's grassy banks.
What's that sign say?
Danger, water polluted. Further on, we come to the woodlands.
It's just a load of old trees.
Unfortunately, the nymphs and shepherds are away on holiday.
Don't be like that. I am a total excursion. Any more lip and I'll write to British Rail and complain.
Over there, you can all see the bacon factory at Big Warple.
Oh, I wish I was with the others at Potwistle Alt. I bet they're having a smashing time.
Oh, gee, isn't this Podwhistle Halt too much? To think I am now standing where Anne Hathaway once stood.
You're on me foot.
Oh, sorry.
One of the tools of an ancient English craft, a porter's barrow. Anne Hathaway used it to wheel Will Shakespeare home after slinging out time.
Really? How much do you want for that barrow?
For this?
Yeah.
Part with a piece of British history for money? Cool. It's like trying to buy Buckingham Palace.
£10?
Done. Wouldn't like to make an offer for the palace, would you?
No.
Oh, suit yourself. Of course, Anne had quite a job wheeling her old man home. That was before we had the railway here.
You mean William Shakespeare actually lived near here?
Yeah, of course. Just up the line, Parsley Sidings.
Did you hear that, everybody? William Shakespeare lived just up the line at Parsley Sidings. Oh, gee whiz, how do we get there?
Funny you should say that. There's a train due any minute.
You made a nice job of setting out the teas. The platform looks quite festive.
400 cream cakes and 6,000 slices of bread already buttered. I've opened 6 jars of homemade dans and jam as well, so that we're ready for the stampede.
It was odd Percy rushing off to Potwistle Alt like that. I wonder what he's up to.
Gone to get some more railway platform for souvenirs, I shouldn't wonder. Did he have a sledgehammer with him?
No, a wolf cub.
Ooh. Excursion.
Right, you stand by the teapot, Gloria, and I'll be ready with the napkins.
I hope there's enough room on the platform for all the people. Hello, Mr. Hepplewhite.
Tea's all laid out.
Well done.
Oh, but where are all the passengers, Mr. Hepplewhite?
This is he, Miss Simpkins.
Hello.
Him?
What do you mean, him? I may not be your royal family, but I'm entitled to some respect.
Oh, but what can I do with all these cakes?
Well, I suggest...
Don't you dare.
I beg your pardon.
A lovely young lady like this landed with all that cake and bread. Hello, beautiful. Give us a slice and I'll be your slave.
Do you want dams and jam on it?
Oh, saucy.
This situation is getting out of hand. Ah, here comes the 5:32. A welcome return to reality.
I'd better go and announce it, Mr. Hepplewhite.
Nice bread and butter. I quite like these little knobbly bits.
The train now approaching is the 5:32 to Upper Crumpton, stopping at Waddle on Thrush and Nurdle Crumpton. Oh, Mr. Hepplewhite, it's full up!
Hello, Mr. Hepplewhite.
Valentine. What... Who are all these people?
It's our excursion, Mr. Applewhite. They've come here after all. Who wants to hang around Anne Hathaway's digs when they can see where Shakespeare lived?
Parsley Sidings?
Oh, of course.
Valentine, this is Fraud.
Yes. Say, you must be Mr. Shakespeare.
I beg your pardon?
Descended from the bard himself. Mr. Hamlet here was telling us all about you.
This is preposterous.
400 cream cakes and 40 gallons of tea.
Continue, Valentine.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'd have known you were descended from the bard. You got the same hairstyle.
Oh.
Get around here, please. Buy this barrel load of authentic bits of parsley sided platform actually trodden on by William Shakespeare, which are incidentally for sale. We shall begin with tea, followed by a short tour of the station before catching a train to Warple Oxton, travelling the same route that Shakespeare used when he visited Sir Walter Raleigh.
Sir Walter Raleigh lived at Warple Oxton?
His bicycle can be seen to this day.
Jumping Jehoshaphat.
Over there is the same waiting room where Shakespeare wrote The Merry Wives of Warple.
Well, don't you mean The Merry Wives of Windsor?
This was the original version. It was changed for the West End production. Now, if you'll all follow me, we'll move towards the genuine Elizabethan railway barrier and the tea.
What a surprise, eh, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Yes, indeed, Miss Simpkins. Come. I think we've earned a cup of tea ourselves.